Welcome to Niner Die Hard Trivia, where the listeners bring the questions. Think you know everything about your Charlotte 49ers? Now it's time to test that knowledge. The answer to our last trivia question was that Cedric Broadhurst was the last Charlotte men's basketball player to record a triple-double in a game, recording 14 points, 10 rebounds, and he also dished out 10 assists versus Virginia Tech on March 6, 1993. For our question today, many fans are anticipating the launch of EA Sports College Football 25 game this week, where a Charlotte 49ers team will be depicted in a video game format for the first time since what game? I'll reveal the answer on our next podcast episode. To submit your own 49er trivia question for me to ask on the show, tag the podcast on X or Twitter.com with the hashtag InsideTheMind. Now, on to today's episode. Welcome to Inside the Mind. My name is Drew Fitzgerald, here to bring you coverage of all things Charlotte 49ers. Hey, how's it going? I've been gone for a little bit. Life has gotten in the way of recording the podcast in the last few months. I promise Inside the Mind is not going away anytime soon. However, considering the sheer amount of Niner news from the past few months that I've missed, I've decided that I'm going to post single sport focus updates. For example, this week I'll cover basketball. Next week, I'll cover football, and the week after that, I'll cover any other Charlotte sports news that I missed. And of course, if there's any breaking or significant program news, I'll sprinkle it into every update episode. So let's not waste any time. First up, Charlotte basketball. First, let's talk Charlotte men's basketball. Star Charlotte guard Lekai Patterson entered the transfer portal and committed to the University of Minnesota. This decision came nearly a month after Patterson made a video announcement on social media voicing his intent to return to Charlotte for the 2024-2025 season. There's little explanation for why Lekai suddenly reversed his decision to return to his home state, other than some vague explanation that it was due to moving closer to his family. It's no surprise that Niner Nation did not take this decision well. This choice felt more personal than the other departures, especially since it was made on the last day the transfer portal was open. But the blows kept coming all offseason. Earlier, we learned DeSean Jackson would pack up quietly in the night and move to Ames, Iowa to play for the Iowa State Cyclones. More bad news struck when we learned that star forward Igor Milicic would enter the transfer portal and commit to the Tennessee Volunteers. There were some other notable transfers. Jackson Threadgill, who stayed loyal to Niner Nation for the past 4 years, would move on and utilize his grad eligibility to surprisingly play for rival App State. Sophomore guard Dalen Berry would transfer to Charleston Southern University, where he would have more playing time. Some other players would exit the program, like freshman Andrew Bailey, Iroslav Niagu, and Sterling Young. They have all yet to commit to a program. Another hit would come when fans learned assistant coach Connor Henry would also be leaving the team after he announced in a tweet that he would be returning to South Australia due to family and other commitments. Alas, with all this bad news, there had to be a silver lining. Let's discuss all the new additions Charlotte basketball has made this offseason in the transfer portal. First up, Charlotte has added Kylan Blackman, a 6'3 redshirt junior guard from Coastal Carolina. Formerly a JUCO product, Blackman spent 2 years with the Chanticleers and quickly worked his way up the depth chart. From starting 5 games his sophomore year to being the team's leading player in three-pointers made, steals, and minutes, Blackman is a shot creator who can finish strong at the rim. Nick Graves and Blackman will complement each other well in the backcourt, both having the ability to score and finish at the rim strong despite their height. Next, the Niners added Giancarlo Rosato to the roster, a 6'8", 247-pound junior from FAU. Rosato fits the bill as the ideal forward for Aaron Fearn's style of play. He is physical, he rebounds, he scores at the hoop, he has a great playmaking ability, and he likes to slow the game's pace down. Rosato was a role player for the Owls in both of their tournament teams, but rarely evolved into more than that because of one glaring issue: turnovers. Rosado had a whopping 21% turnover rate with Dusty May's fast-paced offense. I truly believe Rosado has found his match with Aaron Fearn, but it will take a lot of work in the offseason to elevate his game to one where he's the most consistent player on the team. How about another forward? Coach Fearn went to the Big East and rescued slasher forward Jeremiah Oden from the abysmal 3-29 DePaul Blue Demons. Statistically and literally, Oden is coming off a rough season with DePaul. He started the season off strong, consistently recording 30-minute games at double-digit performances against tournament teams, dropping 25 on Iowa State, 19 points in a conference matchup with Marquette. But towards the end of the season, Oden saw fewer minutes and his stats worsened. However, don't be fooled. A year prior, Oden balled out for Wyoming, shooting 44.3% from field goal and had 15 double-digit scoring performances. Oden's breakout at DePaul wasn't by chance. It was a pattern. And with a less competitive conference schedule, Oden should thrive in CLT. Fearn has had a lot of success in the past recruiting global talent like Ali Khalifa and Igor Milicic. Enter Nika Metskarishvili, a senior 6'8 forward who spent three seasons at the University of Louisiana Monroe. The Georgian-born baller had himself quite the season at ULM, averaging around 12 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, and 2 assists per game, on a whopping 42.5% shooting from the field. Unlike Igor, Nika is not effective in the catch-and-shoot situations. He thrives when he can make a spot-up three or roll off a pick, making Aaron Fearn's meticulous Princeton offense a great match for Nika. He's also a flashy passer, so expect him to feed players like Giancarlo Rosado and Jeremiah Oden as they cut towards the hoop. While most of Niner Nation will be reminiscing over what could have been if Lekhi Patterson stayed, the Niners have found another scrappy guard eager to prove himself at Halton Arena. Jayshon Thomas is a 6'2" guard coming out of JUCO, Florida Southwestern State. In 27 games last season, he shot 52.5% from field goal and 40.6% from three, averaging 16 points a game. This is nothing new for Jayshon. In high school, he shot 50% from field goal too. It's no secret, Thomas can flat out shoot. He's also known for unselfishly feeding his teammates, especially down low with beautiful alley-oop passes. Thomas's biggest challenge is the depth chart. With Graves, Folks, and Blackman likely to start over him, I expect Thomas to have a similar year to Nick Graves year one. Someone who plays fewer minutes but makes the most of his time on the court. With the transfer of Deshaun Jackson and Iroslav Niagu, it only left 6'10 freshman Nick Reichart the only big man on the roster. The Niners were desperate for another center. Enter Alex Shimchick, a 6'10 big man from the University of Florida by the way of Frankfurt, Germany. In his freshman year at Florida, Alex was on the court for 14 games, scoring 30 points and netting 18 rebounds. At the beginning of last season, Shimchick suffered a foot injury during Florida's preseason practice, leading him to miss the entire season. Shimchick is quite the pickup for the Niners. He can impose physicality on the low block while not shying away from a three-point opportunity. Shimchick's battle with injury, to me, is reminiscent of Deshaun Jackson's past injury that sidelined him before he arrived in Charlotte. I'd say picking up a previously injured P5 player in the transfer portal worked well for the Niners last season. Who's to say it won't work again? Finally, the Niners picked up 6'5 guard Ben Bradford as their final offseason pickup. Bradford spent a postgraduate year after graduating from high school at the Loomis Chaffee School in Windsor, Connecticut, leaving him with 4 years of eligibility at Charlotte. At Gaithersburg High School in Maryland, Bradford was a first-team All-State selection, and he was named first-team All-Met by the Washington Post while averaging 27 points per game as a senior. At Loomis Chaffee, he was an All-New England Preparatory School Athletic Council selection, and he was named the Founders League Player of the Year. All in all, a great find by Aaron Fearn and his staff. Charlotte basketball's schedule has not yet been released. However, we have received news this week that they will participate in the 2024 Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic. The tournament will consist of an 8-team field and 12 total games across December 22nd, 23rd, and 25th at the Simply Fi Arena at Stan Sheriff Center in Honolulu. The Niners will be joined by the College of Charleston, Hawaii, Loyola Chicago, Murray State, Oakland, Oregon State, and Nebraska, the team that Bryce Williams, former Charlotte forward and son of Charlotte basketball legend Henry Williams, transferred to at the end of the 2022-2023 season. Charlotte returns to the Diamond Head Classic for the first time since the 2018-2019 season, where the Niners dropped games to TCU, Rhode Island, and Colorado under head coach Ron Sanchez. Now transitioning to Charlotte women's basketball, Charlotte head women basketball coach Kara Consuegra has accepted the head coaching job at Marquette University. Consuegra had 224 wins and 164 losses in 13 years at the helm at Charlotte. She was an assistant at Marquette from 2004 to 2011. She was also the 2022 CUSA Coach of the Year, had 4 WNIT and 1 NCAA tournament appearance at Charlotte, a conference regular season championship, and a conference tournament championship. Understandably, a few key players entered the women's basketball transfer portal, whether coaching related or not. These are the players that decided to leave and transfer elsewhere. Alicia Wade will be just heading right down the road to Queens University. Fatou Dikkate will be keeping it in conference and be heading to USF. Jewel Watkins will be going all the way up to Ohio to Youngstown State. Olivia Porter will follow Coach Consuegra to Marquette. J.C. Busick will be using her grad year to be heading to Belmont. And finally, star Deja Lawrence will be transferring to the University of Kentucky. In the wake of head coach Kara Consuegra's departure, athletic director Mike Hill and his staff immediately began searching for the next face of Charlotte women's basketball. And not long after, struck gold. Welcome Tamika Reed, the ninth head coach of Charlotte women's basketball. Some coaches have that it factor, and that's an understatement for Tamika Reed. In 6 seasons at Jackson State, she never had a losing record, boasting 125 wins and 54 losses, and a 95-win, 10-loss record in the SWAC. She achieved 3 NCAA tournament appearances, 5 SWAC titles, 3 SWAC tournament titles, 2 WNBA draft picks, 4 SWAC Coach of the Year awards, and 3 National HBCU Coach of the Year awards. Here's what head coach Reed said at her introductory press conference about what to expect for the future of Charlotte women's basketball.
Well, you know, this is not something that we want to build and be great year 3. We want to be great year 1. And so I think you'll see a very competitive team, a team that's going to get after it. You're going to see a well-recruited team in terms of height, great shooters, players who can get to the basket. I'm the type of coach, I'm allowing my players to play. And so you'll see a team that's going to get after it and just be great and be great players on the floor and be great in their roles. We want to be top. We want to be top in defense. The last 6 years as a head coach at Jackson State, we were top 2 in the country in defense possessions. And so that's something we want to continue. So you'll see a lot of defense possessions, a lot of changes, and just a mixture of things. But offensively, it will be up tempo, but we will also be a disciplined team to be able to slow it down and execute properly.
As expected, this move sent shockwaves all over the women's college basketball landscape, leading to multiple players entering the portal to head to Charlotte. These are the incoming players for Charlotte for the 2024-2025 season. First up, KK Green, some SEC talent. She's from Texas A&M. She's 5'6", a guard, and she's a senior. She averaged 2.7 points per game at Texas A&M, looking to get some more playing time at Charlotte. Next up, Dylan Hanna, a 6'2 center, a sophomore from FAU. She averaged 4 points per game and 5.1 rebounds per game with the Owls. And she's going to transfer over to Charlotte. That's some more American Conference competition. Next up, Jordan Pete, a 5'6 guard. She's a senior from Stetson. She averaged 7.4 points per game. Next up, Anaya Harris. She's 5'11", a guard from Xavier. She's a junior. She averages 2.9 points per game. How about another 6-foot player? Welcome Tenya Akidi, a 6'3 forward from Northern Colorado. She's a junior. Averaged 3 points per game there. Coach Reed did say that she wanted to expand the roster with some height. There's some more height for you. Next up, Alexis Andrews. She's a crafty scorer, 5'8 guard from College of Charleston, a sophomore. She averaged 12.5 points per game and 3.9 rebounds per game. A great addition to the team. Next up, we have two players that followed coach from Jackson State. Haley Breland, a 5'7 sophomore guard. She averaged 3.8 points per game. And then Daphne White, a 6'5 senior center. She averaged 8.6 points per game, 4.4 rebounds per game at Jackson State. And that's our episode today. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, Niners wear green on Wednesday, and they also listen to the Inside the Mind podcast. Thanks, y'all. Thanks for listening to Inside the Mind. Hit that follow button to stay updated on all things Niner Nation. You can find me on X at InsideTheMind49 and on Instagram at Drew_Fitzgerald. As always, picks up and roll Niners.